There was, obviously, a link between an atom and its spectral lines. But at the beginning of February 1913, Bohr had no inkling what it could be. Hansen suggested that he take a look at Balmer's formula for the spectral lines of hydrogen. As far as Bohr could remember, he had never heard of it. More likely, he had simply forgotten it. Hansen outlined the formula and pointed out that no one knew why it worked. Johann Balmer was a Swiss mathematics teacher at a girls' school in Basel and a part-time lecturer at the local university. Knowing that he was interested in numerology, a colleague told Balmer about the four spectral lines of hydrogen after he had complained about having nothing interesting to do. Intrigued, he set out to find a mathematical relationship between the lines where none appeared to exist. The Swedish physicist Anders Engström had, in the 1850s, measured the wavelengths of the four lines in the red, green, blue, and violet regions of the visible spectrum of hydrogen with remarkable accuracy. Labeling them alpha, beta, gamma, and delta, respectively, he found their wavelengths to be 656.210, 486.074, 434.01, and 410.12 nanometers. In June 1884, as he approached 60, Balmer found a formula that reproduced the wavelengths, lambda, of the four spectral lines. Lambda equals B, m squared over m squared negative n squared, in which m and n are integers and b is a constant, a number determined by experiment as 364.56 nanometers. Balmer discovered that if n was fixed as 2, but m set equal to 3, 4, 5, or 6, then his formula gave an almost exact match for each of the four wavelengths in turn. For example, when n equals 2 and m equals 3 is plugged into the formula, it gives the wavelength of the red alpha line. However, Balmer did more than just generate the four known spectral lines of hydrogen, later named the Balmer series in his honor. He predicted the existence of a fifth line when n equals 2 but m equals 7. Unaware that Engström, whose work was published in Swedish, had already discovered and measured its wavelength. The two values, experimental and theoretical, were in near perfect agreement. Had Engström lived, he died in 1874, aged 59, he would have been astounded by Balmer's use of his formula to predict the existence of other series of spectral lines for the hydrogen atom in the infrared and the ultraviolet regions by simply setting n to 1, 3, 4, and 5 while letting m cycle through different numbers, as he had done with n set at 2 to generate the four original lines. For example, with n equals 3 and m equals 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, Balmer predicted the series of lines in the infrared that were discovered in 1908 by Friedrich Paschen. Each of the series forecast by Balmer was later discovered, but no one had been able to explain what lay behind the success of his formula. What physical mechanism did the formula, arrived at through a process of trial and error, symbolize?